Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It's Radical Russ here on Tuesday, April 19th. We are near the UN building for the United Nations General Assembly special session, the first global session on international drug policy since 1998. Their theme in 98 was a drug-free world. We can do it. Here in 2016, they've changed their tune just a little bit. But before we get to the United Nations, I just wanted to take this moment for some commentary. For all my friends out there that are attendees of Cannabis Cups or normal conferences or SSDP conferences or DPA, any of the drug reform conferences or festivals or cups out there, you know how frustrated we get sometimes because it's not very organized sometimes? You have trouble getting where the parking is or where do you get your pass or anything like that. We always complain about it being such a, well, a clusterfuck, basically. And we kind of give a little bit of a diss to people that use cannabis being disorganized and so forth. Folks, I want to take that all back. I want to retract it all. I want to apologize to anybody who has ever organized any conference anywhere having to do with drugs and drug policy, because compared to the UN, y'all got your shit together. Let me just tell you about this process. First, you have to email in to the UN that you're going to attend this thing. You have to apply online. And they sent me a response on March 22nd, I think it was. They sent me a response saying, congratulations, you've been approved. All you need to go do is show up, bring your passport, go to the United Nations number one building. You'll get your day pass and everything will be good. Okay, sounds good. The very next day in email, I got another email that said, urgent. The email you just received yesterday was wrong. It was from the wrong organization. If you're not part of a non-governmental organization already working with the UN, you need to instead go to this particular office, and they'll be sending you some information as a follow-up. Well, it turns out they never sent any information as a follow-up. So all I had in email was one confirmation from the 22nd, and then a non-confirmation, a reversal, from the 23rd. So I emailed back and never did ever hear anything back from anybody, but I came out here anyway, figuring, you know, here it is. If worst case scenario, I don't get in, at least I can interview people while I'm here. So I get here, and I go to that UN1 building that they told us to get to, and they said they'd be taking they'd be doing the security passes between 8:30 a.m. and 10 in the morning. I decided to get there early, took the subway and made my way there and got there at 8:15. And the folks at the UN1 building said, no, not supposed to get your passes here. You need to go over to this other place, down this block and around that corner. Okay, so I went down to that place, and sure enough, there was a huge line all standing outside on the sidewalk. And, you know, literally, I mean, 100 people in line, 150. And so I confirmed with the people, is this the line for the United Nations? Yes, this is the special session line. Okay, so we're all in the right line. While I'm in that line, other people came up and asked if this was the line for voting, since it's the Democratic primary in New York between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and the Republican primary for that matter, too. But no, not the voting line. This is the UN line. So we stand in that UN line around 9 in the morning. They finally open the doors to this place, and the whole line streams inside. So we're inside in one of those rope queue kind of situations like you have at the airport. And, you know, again, about 150 of us standing in line. And it takes a full hour to make my way to the front of the line. Get to the very front of the line, and the woman at the front of the line letting people in asks, need to see a copy of your confirmation. So I pull out my cell phone and the email that's on the cell phone. She says, no, you have to have a printout. I'm like, excuse me? This email that's in my phone isn't good enough? There's nothing on this confirmation that says you need to bring a copy of this confirmation. It didn't say it had to be hard copy. It didn't say it had to be printed out. Here's my copy. It's an email right here. No, we can't accept that. Now, I'd been standing in line with a SSDP representative from Serbia. She and I had gotten to talking, and I also, interestingly enough, ended up next to a dental surgeon who is part of the Foundation for a Drug-Free World, who was actually meeting Kevin Sabet at this event. And we were all in the same boat. We're like, wait, we got this confirmation. We went to the UN1 building. They said for us to come over here, and now you're telling us that we have to have printouts and such. And after standing there for about 20 minutes, she finally sends us over to this other desk. And at the other desk, we talk to the lady there, and she says, oh, no, 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 you're not supposed to get your passes here. You're supposed to get them over at this other place at the UN1 building. And we told her we were just at the UN1 building an hour and a half ago, and they told us to come over here. So she sends us to a third desk. At the third desk, they start talking to us about our situation, and they say, oh, okay, so where you need to go is 801 Second Avenue. So go up a block this way and over a block that way, and she'll be out there waiting to hand out your passes. So the dental surgeon, the Serbian SSDP lady, and myself all walked our way back over to Second Avenue, back to this place, and sure enough, standing right there on the sidewalk, no line whatsoever, was a lady handing out the passes for the UN. She just asked to see my passport and the email on my phone, looked up my name that was sitting on a list, even though I never got confirmation back from the second organization, there my name was on the list, and now I have my UN passes. Of course, the special session started at 10 in the morning, and now we're creeping up on 11, but we're finally good to go. So again, my apologies to anybody I ever criticized for the disorganization of a normal conference, because compared to the UN, y'all got your shit together. I'm Radical Russ. We'll see you inside the United Nations.